I guess I'm in a place of just like in my mind battling this thing about not feeling shame around possibly disappointing others, because I'm coming from a place of people pleasing and insecurity. And so just recently felt like, you know, some of my choices in life and how I self-care and how I'm doing life, it may be disappointing to others. And I just really want to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. And I want to say I'm sorry about that. But I'm also understanding that I am embracing the concept and the fact that feeling like I'm being disappointing and feeling like a disappointment is two different things. So I'm in a place where I am not gonna blame, shame, or feel like I'm a disappointment. And I like that. It relieves the pressure of, like, you know, people pleasing and saying that I have to live my life based and predicated upon someone else's happiness. Man, I've been through that, and it was a fun journey, but that ride is slowing down and I'm exiting. And so I just have to remind myself that I am love and that love is around me and all is well. So breathing into it, and that's the flow, you know, that's the vibe. It's for to model how to self-soothe and self-care in those moments of that are challenging, when I am both enemy and friend of myself. Tony is over here. I don't know if he's pleased with the conversation or not. I think Tony got a lot out of that, so I'm gonna end it on that note. So thank you guys for allowing me to move that energy and hold space for me, because I think that's what we can do as a community of humans. You know what I mean? It's just about being a good human, you know? So welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm still in my celebratory mode of another moon cycle. I turned another year older on the 13th, and it feels great. So play this song. I'll be right back. It's gonna be a great show today. We're gonna have part two of Alfredo's story. That's what I'm gonna call it. And then gonna chat a little bit with Dan. And you know how we do. It's pure awareness. Love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Yee!
I guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know that I think for you. I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Gotta thank you, and I can't let go. People go around the world for love, but they may never find what they dream of. What you won't do, do for love. You tried everything, but you won't.
Oh, this is one of them, huh? So good. What's up, Jim? Can I talk to him real quick? I pull up looking like I got things locked down. I do. Left out in the rain, so I grew. Now a nigga hop up on the mic and I chew. Eat and sneeze, a piece beneath the sea. Belief in God is paramount. I'm divine and prime, I measure out. On my Libra scale, without a doubt, I announce I'm more than enough.
I am
just a little more than
enough. I know that I am limitless, yeah, yeah. Powered by my fearlessness, yeah, yeah. Improving through resilience,
yeah, yeah. Everything everybody done said about me, my personal image be distorted. What's the cost of giving away your integrity? Check your melody, frankly, or a nigga just can't afford it. Most people don't even know they created, made them another creator, looking at dreams that are aborted. Now we making a living, giving them feelings, they feel it, and they slow off of the soul that we recorded. Cause we more than enough.
I am enough. Enough. I know that I am limitless, it's powered by my fearlessness, improving through resilience. I know that I'm enough.
I am.
So should enough. I have it on you or me?
Enough. That's what she asked.
No, it's not.
More than enough.
Hey, Dan. Your microphone's on, by the way.
Oh. Hello. Good morning, Maui.
Man, I shouldn't have told you so fast. You could have said some very inappropriate things. That would have been funny.
Sassafras.
What's that? What'd you say about my sass?
Hey, y'all. We back. Welcome to Pure Awareness. If you're just tuning in. This is 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui, Pure Awareness. We start this show at 11 a.m. on Thursdays, Thursday, Hawaii Standard Time. But if you miss this version, the live version, you can catch us again at 7 a.m. on Saturdays mornings at 7 a.m. Right.
So listen to us, download us, share us with friends.
How do they download? How do they do that, Dan?
I don't know. You could tell me, Aminon.
Pray tell, I will. So how you guys do that is you can support over here at Akaku. Let me just talk real quick about what Akaku Media Center is. It's public access radio, television, communications. Basically, if you're a resident of Maui County or surrounding counties, any county you live in the world, there's been a negotiation where there has to be a percentage of media dedicated to local residents and to be able to share their story. Yeah, so basically, if you want to be a movie star, if you want to be a reporter of the community, like, we can do this now ourselves. We could just come to any public access station and become a producer of your own show.
So fantastic. Yeah,
that's what we did.
Get your personal word out there.
Heck yeah, man.
That is what we are doing.
And then what else was I going to say about that? So yeah, Kalku, and then I just want to say, yeah, shout out to everybody. Happy Valentine's Day, all that good stuff. If you're celebrating a birthday, your Aquariasis, all your Aquas, happy birthday. As you know, I'm an Aqua. Just celebrated a birthday on Tuesday. Tuesday.
Yeah. 2 days ago, man.
And you're celebrating health because friggin' you've been like...
I was down and out. Yeah. But I think it was part stress, so my family had been separated.
Yeah.
We'd been apart for 6 months and they came back yesterday.
Nice.
So yeah, I think that was a little bit of body cleansing or freak out or whatever you want to call it.
Do you think, cuz earlier I was talking about how I don't like disappointing people,
mm-hmm.
but I also have healed through feeling like I'm a disappointment.
Yeah.
And I know we've been talking about this with you, this time with being away from your family and what you've been trying to, you have some goals.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And from our last conversations, it's like, it wasn't looking like that goal or those goals were met.
No, so it's, I'm not cured, Eminon, so, I haven't achieved perfection, so therefore it's been a failure.
Would you say you're gooder now, though?
Oh, I'm gooder.
I'm way more gooder?
I'm way more gooder than I have been. So, I mean, that's the whole thing is, also trying to, we're really trying to also have the emphasis on those small victories. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I'm really trying to become more aware on, because any sort of a victory was just always chalked up as a more of a failure because it wasn't, successful. I didn't achieve the ideal perfection that I was actually shooting for, you know, and it's just that somehow it got twisted in my past. And it resulted into, not feeling that self-worth.
Uh-huh.
And that's just gone further. It's gone to this point. And, it's time to work on it.
Well, I mean, I think it's yes. And I think you've been working on it and you're continuing to work on it.
Oh, yeah. But I think I'm also hoping for these drastic results, these earth shaking. It's like... epiphany. I get it now. I'm not feeling those, but I do feel, and I'm acknowledging those incremental, shifts. Those little bit better. I'm always trying to be better than I was yesterday. At least a little bit in a different way.
Okay.
So either not being triggered by something, just because I always had like this, anger easily builds up. Ultimately, very, my emotion is very close to the surface.
Okay. Okay.
And so I was quick to anger. That was always the easiest emotion that would show itself.
Yeah.
So
when you say quick to anger versus, okay, so was it quick to anger, meaning you're aware you're angry, or was it quick to expressing that anger?
It was quick to anger and had not holding it back.
Okay.
But it wasn't.
So you had a time to I guess you had time to plan how you wanted to express it?
Now.
Okay.
But before, it's like, not these people.
Yeah.
And it was always more of an outwards anger. It was more, and I'm realizing that it was more judgment, mm-hmm. that I had wound up judging everyone,
mm-hmm.
Whether they passed or failed. Just having like this, whatever it is, but just being like a hypersensitive, where I would just... I could tune it, whether I wanted to or not, I would tune into something that was annoying.
Got you.
I could just see something that was wrong, hear something that was wrong, and it was just, it was something I couldn't, turn off.
Yeah.
And just trying to be aware of that and trying to let it go. It's like, that's got nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm. It's the program. Like, I think when you were saying that, it's like literally seeing that this is a thing and part of this program, meaning like I'm designed to attract that interaction where we'll resort to anger. That's like a program. And what you're saying is that being aware of it is not even like saying it never existed or turning a blind eye. It's just saying that, oh, I'm aware of that program, mm-hmm. and now I found another way, or designing another way.
Now you have a choice to react.
Mm-hmm.
That it's more of that.
I have a choice to react.
Yeah, so yeah. I can still be aware of it, but I can also choose not to let that control me.
Yeah.
Like versus, you know, cutting the strings on the puppet.
Got you.
You know, it's like I don't have to react. Because one of the biggest examples that, I mean, it still gets me, still really, really gets me, at the beach. Okay. You know, people being close to turtles.
Uh-huh.
Like that it makes me irate. Like I it's like, come on, people. 10 feet, man. Like who doesn't know 10 feet? Just stay away from the animals, you know. It's special they're up on the beach, they're resting. You know, they're tired. They're not coming to hang out so you can get a photo op of your kid putting their arm over the shell.
Yeah.
It's like 10 feet.
I'm so glad I never see that.
Oh, I see it all the time. My gosh. All the time. And like it was always me. I was the one on the beach that would go up and tell them.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of being upset.
Yeah.
And my family was tired of seeing me be upset at them, you know? And like, even mm-hmm. I would try and ignore it. Like they would see me just like shaking on the side.
Yeah.
Like, just let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go. Like, yeah. They should know better.
Yeah.
Why isn't anybody else stepping in and doing it?
Like,
why do I have to be the one to stop and tell them to do what's right? And it was that anger, you know.
I'm really glad you said that, man, because what it sounds like to me is this phase I've been on about educating others about me, and realizing like, oh, I'm the expert of me. Of course they don't know that this triggers me. Of course they don't know that I'm offended by this because I haven't educated them on that.
Yeah.
Only because I'm just now becoming aware of it. So therefore, here's a teachable moment. You know what I mean? And what I'm saying that to not take away how you expressed it and shared it with your family, but it is something to say. It is something to be said that when if I'm aware of something that really triggers me or whatever, then I feel now it's my Kuleana responsibility to educate, you know, those around me so that they can know. It's not to say, because it's free will, it's not to say they have to stop. It's not to say, but it is empowering for me and inviting for others to, if they say they love me and want to stay in connection with me, to respect or understand where I'm coming from. But they can't do that if I don't share.
Yeah, that's totally true.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy at it. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
I'm an expert. But anyway, man, well, that's good to hear the fam's back.
Yeah.
I love to, you know, unpack more of like what's coming up for you with that and just, you know, and then we'll flow into, we'll get Alfredo in here in a little bit and see what's happening.
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm always happy to hear his words.
Right? Yeah, man, me too.
Oh, he's got knowledge.
Yeah, so I'm definitely, so when we come back, y'all, we're going to hear more about where Dan is at, you know what I mean, and how this, just where you're at right now.
Next,
you know what I mean? Because it's
another
phase.
Step. Yeah, there's definitely another step.
You've been doing the work, so it's just like now to see how you're going to apply that. So, yeah, we'll hear more from Dan when we come back right after this. And keep in mind, you guys, if you want to call and chat and be a part of this conversation, you can give us a call at 808-873-3435. Again, that's 877-808-873-3435. I got distracted because I see a missed call right now.
So remember, call the studio. Don't text Eminem.
say welcome to the queendom. It's a holy sanctuary, make a blessing on my body, cause I find it necessary in my queendom. I free my femininity, I'll let my body move while I got Shakti reigning over me. The queendom gave birth to all this energy, and in between my thighs I have the universe inside of me. A queendom, I say welcome to the queendom. And in my queendom, all my walls are made of mirrors, so if you can't see yourself, let your reflection make it clearer. In the queendom, women praising other women, and we're loving on each other like the way we should be living. In the queendom, we don't compare in shame or jealousy, we're busy celebrating the way God created you and me. The queendom, if you feel the call to freedom, you got the keys to claim your crown and welcome to the queendom. It's a holy sanctuary, make a blessing on my body, cause I find it necessary in my queendom. I free my femininity, I'll let my body move while I got Shakti reigning over me. My queendom, give birth to all this energy, and in between my thighs I have a universe inside of me. My queendom, I say welcome to the queendom. And in my queendom, we are reclaiming what is ours. We can start the revolution when we learn to own our power. In the queendom, it's time to stop pretending, people pleasing, playing weak, cause your power is transcending. In the queendom, I let God be my direction, when I pray I'm making love to you, trust you are my protection. In the queendom, I'm living with an open heart, because the queen knows how to feel the world and turn it into art. Welcome to the queendom. Make a blessing on my body, cause I find it necessary in my queendom. I free my femininity, I'll let my body move while I got Shakti reigning over me. Give birth to all this energy, and in between my thighs I have a universe inside of me. I say welcome to the queendom. In my queendom, it's a holy sanctuary. A blessing on my body, cause I find it necessary in the queendom. I'll free my femininity, I'll let my body move while I got Shakti reigning over me. The queendom give birth to all this energy, in between my thighs I have a universe inside of me. The queendom, I say welcome to the queendom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pure Awareness, 88.5 FM. It's Angelo Lovato, local boy called Maui Town.
Maui child, it goes on. And the light of this silent home, it is strong. Life here in Haku town, it goes on. This silent home, it beats strong.
All right, y'all, that was Angelo Lovato, Maui Town. Love that song, man. And also, never mind. We got Alfredo.
I was like, never mind. I started to, but I don't know. Never mind.
Anyway, man, what's going on, Alfredo?
Another day in paradise. How's it get better than this?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's a rhetorical question, right? Huh. I do not have to answer that question, right? Sure. I don't even want to entertain. You know what I mean? Like, how does it get better than this? Because I'm already feeling like I'm living in a dream world.
Yeah. We're in Maui.
Yeah. What does Maui mean to you?
Freedom.
Tell me more.
Paradise. The elements. Just humanity living at peace. Well, let me take that back. Before the fires, it was living at peace. Since the fires, that's a kind of a different story.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want to bring up something here that we talked about last week. Actually, we're talking about self-love last week.
Yeah.
Through self-love, you raise your level and quality of empowerment, forgiveness, integrity, vulnerability. And I'm going to address those four things right now. So as far as integrity is concerned, last week it was mentioned that I spoke in front of 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was invited to speak in front of 5,000 people, but it didn't come into fruition. Another aspect that I want to address is I've also mentioned, and I watched the recording of the episode, and I remember I saw that I mentioned that before I went on my quest, that one of the things that I used to have a lot come into my life was women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be vulnerable here because that's what self-love does. Prior to my quest, I had low self-love, which produced low self-esteem and low self-worth. And to overcome that, I used to be a quote-unquote a womanizer, you know, because mm-hmm. I didn't believe in myself. I had low self-esteem, low self-worth. I lived on a huge, massive ego, like 8 city blocks. Okay, I mean, it was massive. I would force things to happen, and that included women. So for all the women out there that are listening to this, forgive me for who I was. But I'm being vulnerable here because I understood after I went on my quest that was not truly me, that the true me comes from my heart. The true me knows who I am. The true me represents who I am. And that comes through self-love. And it's not, I when I saw that episode again, I go, I can't believe I brought that up. You know, but so I'm asking for forgiveness because, as I just mentioned a minute ago, through self-love, you have a higher level, higher quality of forgiveness. You know, higher quality, higher level of vulnerability. You know, prior to going on my quest, I could never admit this on the air and say, hey, I was a womanizer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm being vulnerable now because I have that self-love. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm empowered enough because I have that self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm integrity because I have that self-love. And so for all the females out there, forgive me, you know, for who I was, but I'm no longer that.
Wow. I want to say yes, and, you know, two things. Like, I know you've forgiven yourself. I want to unpack that a little bit more, because I think the self-love thing and where you are now had to come from you even looking at that and embracing yourself. You know what I mean? In that moment is kind of what I was speaking on earlier before the show. And then you didn't even know I was talking about this. I don't know if you heard it out front, but I was talking about how I don't like disappointing others, but I'm not going to feel like I'm a disappointment if it happens. And that ties into how you've helped me with the self-love thing. So my question, or my thing that I wanted to share, is that, man, you really not only have, I feel like you made connection with the divine feminine and the female gender here on earth, is that, you know, they can hear a divine masculine, male, elder, older, just had a life and can just say, yeah, this is what it was, you know, and I apologize. And then I'm also looking at the younger generations, like my generation, how you've shown how the elders for Gen X, the men that I watched, that was about womanizing, you know what I mean, like it was the culture of it. And so to see you, to hear you say and say, hey, I've transcended, you know what I mean, that was who I was, but it isn't who I truly am,
right?
That's
right.
Beautiful, man.
Thank you.
There's a lot of men out here listening and can respect that. I know, because that's a model. That's what we look for, is modeling. You know?
So the bottom line to this, and I mentioned this last week, is that self-love is our foundation for everything, right? Every conceivable thing. So if you're a womanizer, if you're out to get whatever you want out there, that's coming from low self-esteem, low self-worth. Because you're trying to prove to yourself that you value yourself, or you bring value through quote-unquote womanizing.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. What you're going to end up is you're going to hurt other people, and in the end, you're going to end up getting hurt yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because what goes around comes around.
And then, you know, there's something to be said about something that I kind of just recently came into, is are you looking at me and basing your judgment on me from my awakening time, or i.e. my becoming divine masculine time, versus my awareness time? Meaning, like, I was awakening, I was becoming, it's a mulligan, bro. You know what I mean? It's like, we all going through, if we're becoming something, that means we're shedding, dissolving, and shredding everything. Like, so F-ups are going to happen, if you want to see it that way. However, I see it as attempts towards my growth. So now that I'm aware of the, like you're saying, you're aware of the womanizing behavior. So it's now from this point, if you go back to the womanizing thing, we can say, hey, bro, you know what I mean? You know better.
Right.
But before, I think what I've learned is that having that grace with myself and saying, wait a minute, did you actually know this, or were you just winging it and trying? I was like, yeah, I was just winging it. No one told me anything. Oh, so why are you so hard on yourself right now? It's like, oh, I wasn't aware of it. So you know what I mean, though? Right, it's like, that's the that's how self-love came for me, because of being always an athlete and just passing the eyeball test and say, this guy can do it, he can lead us. But it's like, wait a minute, expectation with no explanation. I'm out here just winging it because I'm an Aquarius and I'm free and I can do that, but I'm still a human and I need connection and development. Help me.
Right.
But under the principle and hegemonic standard of how men are designed, we don't ask for help. So wasn't modeled, so therefore I couldn't. And all that Emanonin comes to say this: thank you for modeling what a divine masculine is moving towards and what we're becoming now, because it is a shedding of identity, and it's a shedding of like concepts and principles and standards that we held people to in their awakening. But
right. You know, what's interesting is I mentioned this last week, in my culture, self-love was taboo. It's not. Everybody else came first.
Yeah.
Your familia came first.
Yeah.
So through living that lifestyle, it was because it's how I was raised, you know? The machismo, you know? You got to get what you can. You got to have what you have, you know? And it was very difficult to break that barrier. It was very difficult to break that cultural background. But yet, you know what? once I crossed that line, there was freedom. There was integrity. There was empowerment. There was vulnerability. You know, there was forgiveness.
Yeah.
It changed my world.
Yeah, I bet, man. Look, we're going to come back, you guys, right after this song and this break, and we're going to just talk more. I want to get more into, like, the purpose, too, because we started out talking about self-love, and then we moved into purpose. So I want to see how purpose ties into self-love, or how self-love ties into your purpose. So okay. We'll be right back, y'all. 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. Gentlemen, welcome back. Pure Awareness, 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. That was RYX only. And not a lot of people know about RYX, man. And I'm excited because I found somebody on social media who does know about that artist. And I'm excited about it, so. Anyway, man, I just want to dive back into our discussion with Alfredo in just a second. But I want to know how y'all think, how y'all feel about self-love, and how are you practicing self-love with yourself? How are you coping with feeling like a disappointment when you feel like you have disappointed others? I mean, do you even go through that? I mean, are you just like a freaking super rock star, super person that doesn't struggle with stuff like that? Maybe, is it just me? Fine. If it's just me, fine. But I'm just saying, we're living in a day and age where you can be honest. You can be honest now. It's called transparency. All right, parents? Transparency tendency. No? No? I'm not... not going there, Dan. Leave me alone. You don't know my life. All right, y'all. All right, Alfredo, how you feeling, man?
Good. So I want to give you a compliment.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, look at my voice cracked.
How dare you? You have a great on-air voice.
Me?
Yeah, it rocks,
wow.
Dude.
Thank you.
It rocks.
Thank you. It's a combination of myself and technology.
Okay, you sound great.
I can say the same for you, man. Dan always gets compliments on his freaking radio voice and stuff, so.
It's pretty cool.
It's actually great. Thank you for saying that, because it's something it was part of my whole insecurity package growing up. It's like, man, I sound like Minnie Mouse, you know what I mean? Like everybody, seriously, like all my boys I was around, everybody had these deep voices, and we're like in the sixth, seventh, eighth grade, and I'll come around like, hey man, y'all trying to, you know, it's like, but yes, maybe because I'm older now, and you know, they've dropped.
Yeah, you have an awesome voice.
They've dropped. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's another thing. You know, that's interesting. Let's touch on that real quick, because the compliment of men complimenting each other about things that would seem, I don't know what they would seem, like unusual, feminine. Like, you just gave another man a compliment. This is the psyche I grew up in, you know what I mean? And I always wonder, like, how do I appropriately compliment another man on something that I'm impressed with or inspired by? You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know.
Come from the heart.
Yeah.
You know, I right off the bat, when I first met you, and I think I even told Dan.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
How often do you hear a man telling another man, I love you? I do it all the time.
Yeah, but I do it all the time. Yeah.
But it comes from my heart.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't come from my ego or from my mind.
Yeah.
I speak from my heart because I love myself enough
that
I can say, I love you.
Yeah.
And I do love you.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, it's funny because I just remember when I was starting to feel comfortable about complimenting another man. It was just like, hey, man, yeah, you got some strong elbows, man. Like, look at this. Some elbows is sharp. Like, they could do some damage. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to compliment. Look at the shoulders, man. Shoulders. But no, thank you. I love that. So the self-love thing, man, I really do feel like it's the wave of the now. I was gonna say the wave of the future, but I think it's just where we're at, and
it's happening.
It's happening. You know what I mean? It's happening like right now. And I want to ask you. So how are you? I know you're modeling it. You know what I mean? As far as like actually applying these truths. But now, how are you inviting others into that space? You know what I mean? Outside of just like living it. How are you? Are you intentionally inviting others to model the same?
So I'm going to answer that in two parts. Number one is we're all energy. Every one of us is energy. That's what we are. Everything around us is energy. You know, it looks solid. This table looks solid, but it's actually energy. So if we're energy, if somebody walks to your front door, they already sense who you're being. Even though you haven't opened the door.
Wow, before you even open the door.
Yeah, within like 7 seconds before
you
open the door, they've already have a sense. Their inner spirit, their inner energy already senses what's on the other side of that door.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, how we represent ourselves influences or creates a ripple effect of what's going on around us.
Mm.
Okay? So we don't even have to preach. We don't have to say anything. Our energy speaks for ourselves to the other person and people around us, and it creates a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. Number two, in to be more concrete, I've written books. I've done retreats. You can go to thegiftofpossibilities.com and check that out. I do seminars. I love speaking to people. You know what I love about it?
What's that?
It's when I look at a person's eyes and they have the aha moment. The light bulb goes up and they're going, oh, wow, I understand. But here's the thing. I'm not telling them how to what to do or how to be. I'm just guiding them to remember the answers they already have. Wow. So when they have that aha moment, you know, like you ever do something, you go, oh, or you hear something, you go, oh, I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That person didn't tell you the answer. You just remembered. You remembered. Every time you have an aha moment, every time the light bulb goes on, you just remembered the wisdom that you were born with.
Yeah.
We all came here with the wisdom, which is different from knowledge, information, and data. We all have the innate wisdom that we were born with. All we have to do is remember.
You know what you just reminded, helped me remember? It's just, yeah, like on Tuesday, you know, as you know, I had my friend Kisa come out to visit. My love, my sweetheart. She's awesome. Known her for years. Beautiful artist, spoken word artist, so many things. And it was great having her here for a week. And so we were at the comedy thing at Vibes Bar, right, as we do every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. I'm not giving a shameless plug at all. At all. I don't do that. I'm not going to sit here and talk about how great it is on the in the triangle on Tuesday evenings at Vibes Bar in Kihei on Maui. No, I'm not going to do that. But anyway, so we were there, and, you know, she does this piece, and then E-Dot, who's another spoken word artist, he does a piece, and we're outside hanging out, and he's doing another one of his spoken word poems. And he forgets some of the lyrics. And then she starts snapping. You know, the snap. I don't know if you guys have you been to a spoken word artist? Right. You know how right. they snap instead snap. Of clapping? Right. And so afterwards, she educated me on why poets snap. Because me, I'm just thinking it's like, you know, like a golf clap. You know what I mean? It's like, they're celebrating. Like, yeah, let's snap. But what she was saying is like the snap, it's to help the poet remember the next line, because when you're writing or you're trying to remember something, the human body, every one of us, we're like, what was that? You know what I mean? You see how I'm snapping? It's like, man, what? And so poets do that, and so I think you're like a energetic snap for those of us who are, you know, either coming into the awareness and awakening of self love. It's just like saying, hey, you know what I mean? Remember who you are. Like, you may not even have to go down the road of suffering and having to discover self-love if you, you know what I mean?
Right.
I love that about you, and I love that for you, man. So thank you.
Can you imagine if society or our parents taught us self-love at the very beginning? I'm assuming both of you.
I think about that all the time.
I'm thinking about you. Both of you guys have kids, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you start right now with your kids and start
self-love.
Them, self-love, down the path of self-love, how different their lives are going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine how different our lives would have been if we would have been shown at 5 or 8 years old to have self-love.
I started thinking about, like, man, parents, imagine how useless you will be. Like, there'll be no need for the spankings. Who do I yell at now? This kid loves himself, yeah, man. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's beautiful, man. Yeah.
How different would our world be if everybody had self-love? How different would it be? We wouldn't have no wars. We wouldn't have no guns. Yeah. We wouldn't have jealousy. We wouldn't have prejudice. We wouldn't have any of that BS.
And I go as far as saying, should there be that moment in education that we know who we are, that we can choose? You know what I mean? I can now see, oh, reacting this way is going to lead down this path. So I can make a better choice because I'm aware now. Because remember, if I'm awakening to it and all I know is warrior archetype energy, sorry, you're going to get war. You know what I mean?
Right,
however,
right,
when I come into the awareness with someone like you or an Eminon or a Dan, like people who are aware now of these behaviors that we can fall into, and you remind me who I am, it's at that moment, the snap, where it's like, now if the F up comes, I'm held accountable because I'm aware. You know what I mean? It's like before it's almost, I used to joke and say it's almost like a female having a male genitalia for a day. It's like you wouldn't know what to do. It's like look at this. You know, sword fights, you know, pee wars, everything. Like it'd be fun and all that those things. But then it's like, you know, you come to a level of maturity and it's like, yeah, let it dangle and, you know, it's used for, anyway, I don't even know how to get off this topic, Dan. Just, like, help me, stop. but thank you for that, man. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And so,
absolutely.
Love you so very much, man.
Right back at you, man. I love right you, too. On. Love right. you, too, Dan.
Love you, too. Yeah, Dan, get back over here on the microphone so we can close it out. We got 3 minutes, bro.
Is this one up?
I don't know. Tony, is the mic here? Let's see if mic 3 is on.
Check.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
There you go. All
right. I mean, but you don't want to be on camera?
I'm always on camera somewhere. Yeah.
Here, give me this. I can put you on camera. All right, guys. So yeah, this is us closing out.
Closing it out. Yeah. Alfredo, thank you very much again for joining us on the show.
Oh, absolutely, my pleasure.
You really have a lot of information that people they need to have that, so you know, that self love. Like I'm totally with you on that. That's what I'm working on too. But I absolutely understand the importance. Yeah, because it does, especially if you're believing that we're all, you know, when we're all one.
Right.
When you love yourself, you love everyone.
Correct.
So, I mean, and you're loving the fact that you are God as well. And everyone also is an aspect of God. So that love should be there.
Without self-love, and I don't want to interrupt you, mm-hmm. without self-love, how can you love another?
Exactly.
Mm.
You know?
Exactly.
Mm. What level, the level of self-love that you have, let's say you love yourself 20%.
Mm-hmm.
You can only give 100% of 20%. Yeah. You can't give more than 20%.
Yeah.
You know, so as you raise your level of self-love, the more loving,
the more you have to give.
Exactly.
100%. And that's one of the things that, like, the world needs more love and we need more love spread. So start with yourself, because we can only do what we can control.
Correct.
So when you can control that self-love part, a lot of other pieces will fall into place. And it makes sense.
Yes, sir. So thank you all for Alfredo, you want to say something real quick? 15 seconds.
It causes a ripple effect.
Yes, exactly.
The energy you emanate causes a ripple effect.
Which, so if you have that self ripple love, too.
Yeah, and yeah. then it goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah. So everyone, learn to love yourself. We love you. Love yourself. That's it. Absolutely. Spread it out.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in this week again on Pure Awareness 88.5, The Voice of Maui. Make sure you catch the replay Saturday morning. At 7 a.m., same bat station, same bat, all that. And download the Maui Stream app on your phone so you can catch archives of Pure Awareness. You can catch Brother Tony Midnight Show, the local show. You can catch Biscuits and Grisavy, all those things and tings on the Maui app. So, till then, what was the quote? When we're all one, we've all won. I was listening to you guys talk and I was like, I like that, man. Yeah, when self-love and all that, when we're all one, we've all won. Keep that in mind. Love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Yee!
You're listening to The Voice of Maui, community-supported radio, 88.5 FM. KAKU.
Coach Suichi Sakamoto Pool in Wailuku will be closed from 9 a.m. to noon on Thursday, April 18th, for a physical swim test for the recruitment of pool guard trainees. The facility will be open from noon to 4 p.m. that day for lap and recreational swimming. For more information, call 808-270-6137 or visit www.mauicounty.gov/1155/aquatics-section. For general County of Maui Parks information, visit www.mauicounty.gov/parks.
Aloha, it's Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and muckraker from bradblog.com, and yes, the host of the Bradcast. Join me every night at 5 p.m. for investigative interviews with newsmakers and smart coverage of the day's news that you won't hear anywhere else. Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock, the Bradcast, right here on KAKU, the voice of Maui.
The Grateful Dead played a different set list at every show. Since no two concerts were ever the same on stage, the same goes with the Grateful Dead radio program on KAKU 88.5 FM. Saturday night at 8 and Sunday night at 9, it's Dead Air. It's an hour of killer recordings, stories from the taper section, tall tales from the parking lot, and I'll throw in an interview from time to time. Hey, I'm Corey Daniels. Saturday night at 8 and Sunday night at 9, you'll get Dead Air on KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui.
Class of 2024 high school graduation schedule released for Maui County Public and Charter Schools. Maui High, May 19th at War Memorial Stadium. Baldwin, May 20th at War Memorial Stadium. King Kekolike, May 23rd at the school stadium. Molokai High, May 24th at the school gymnasium. Lanai High, May 25th at the Pedro de la Cruz Gymnasium. Lahaina Luna High, May 26th at the school stadium. Hana High, May 27th at the school stadium. Kulani Hakoi will graduate kids next year.
Saturday night at 8 and Sunday night at 9 on KAKU 88.5 FM, we experience Dead Air. Not that kind of Dead Air. We're talking Grateful Dead. Grateful Dead music for an entire hour, Saturday night at 8 and Sunday night at 9 with me, Corey Daniels, on KAKU 88.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Chuck Sauce, host of Biscuits and Gravy. KAKU is a listener-supported station. This means that all of the great programs you hear, like mine, are supported by you as well as our underwriters. If you would like to help keep the voice of Maui talking loud and clear, go to kakufm.org/donate today and give. Don't miss the Biscuits and Gravy Show Wednesdays at 11 a.m. 88.5 KAKU.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maui's free speech station. KAKU 88.5 FM, Kahului, Maui. The voice of Maui.